What I gain by diplomacy, I have forever. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What I gain by diplomacy, I have forever. It's interesting. All the wars that are fought, and all of the arguments, and all of the land changes and distribution, and yet, when diplomacy is used, and when the nations get together and decide on what is beneficial for one or the other, then it is gained forever. Many times nations get together and discuss, well, now there's a little piece of land over there which is part of our nation, and we are not able to service that, whereas your area is much more able to service that, and so I'd recommend that they annex to you. And the other country would say, well, you're very generous. Why are you doing this? Well, I am more interested in the people and their welfare than I am in just having large amounts of property or land that I own and that I control and that I govern. For me to be governing the people in a very beautiful way is far more beneficial. And the other government, listening to these words, realized that it too had some portions of its land which it was unable to properly service. And so it negotiated with other nations. And little by little, a whole ritual of service was set up, and the service areas were far more beneficial, diplomatically wise, they were far more beneficial to those areas and to those countries than just to own the land and must serve something that's beyond their ability to do some value to it. Like there are many, many countries that are cut up by mountains and cut up by rivers and cut up by lakes that are so large and they cannot really service the people on the other side of the lake, where they only have a small amount of property and little value in investing a great amount of money for that small group of people. And so those people become neglected. Whereas when those people, having people in the government themselves, diplomatically go to the rest of the government and say, hey, it'd be far better for us to let ourselves be annexed by the neighboring country there, which services all their people so beautifully, but here we cannot do it. I look at the nation of Mexico, and I think to myself, what a wonderful country that is there, filled with beautiful valleys and hills and places where wonderful homes can be built and lovely farms can be made. And yet, because the government itself is constantly changing, and because the people in the government are constantly looking for their own benefit, which happens in every government, to be sure, but there it's quite noticeably. And so the money that comes to the government doesn't go for the roads and the hospitals, doesn't go for the public utilities that are necessary for it to go for. Now, it would seem that if Mexico annexed to the United States, that the governing management of the United States would be to its benefit. But let's look a little further. Let's look what a diplomat would do. A diplomat would go to the people of that other country, like Mexico, and would speak to the governing officials and would say to them, you are fabulous governing officials. You really have the interests of the people in mind. And then not say anything for a while. And then in other purposes and in other places and other diplomatic functions and other governmental functions, speak up again and say, what a wonderful government is governing this country. They're interested in the people and interested in their welfare. This could be said for Mexico. And people would say, what an idiot you are. The governing officials are bleeding the country rather than helping it. Yes, that's true. At the moment, that seems to be the case. But I'm putting a new cause in motion. Do you want to join me in that new cause? Do you want to be a diplomat on the side of the benefit of the people? Well, then Start speaking your word and start recognizing that you have this forever, and that the governing body here in Mexico, they're human beings just like they are in every other governing body, and they really have the interest of the people. And there is no military government here, there's no dictatorship, but it's just misunderstanding a little bit. And so as the people would start speaking their word, Mexico has the greatest government in the world. Mexico has the finest governing legislators in the world. Mexico is one of the most beautiful places in the world because it is so finely tuned. It is a tourist spot of the world. People love to come to all areas, and the government makes it very easy for them to do that. And tourism becomes one of the major industries of the country. And in all of the areas where there is the ability to do mining, to do oil drilling, to do all these things, the government brings in industry to handle that and manage that. And a portion goes to the government itself, a portion goes to the country, a portion goes to the people who are doing the work. And all through the idea of our saying that Mexico has a government that is interested in the people and balancing the good of the people and bringing glory to the people. And this is a diplomatic way of speaking, a diplomatic way of talking. We've been going around the world sharing the philosophy of God Unlimited University of Healing wherever we went. And in various countries where they are called third world countries, we teach them this very favorite song that we have. And the song would go like this. I bless Mexico, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from within. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, I bless Mexico, my home sweet home. I bless Mexico, my home sweet home. And with this very small beginning, diplomatically working with the governing bodies mentally and with the people mentally, the seeds are planted. And the wonderful way and the power of those seeds to bring about good for the country takes place. And soon, Mexico is one of the major world powers, not only that it is a rich country, which it is, and not only that it has wonderful industry and business, and it has the potential of being a very beneficial country for all of its people, but that it is that. And it is that right now. And when we recognize that, and we put that cause in motion, we're being the finest diplomats in the world, and it is done forever. When the Mexican people begin to love their country, and begin to respect their country, and begin to believe their country is run by the finest legislators in the entire world, then so it is. But this means that you have to go contrary to the appearances. And when you go contrary to appearances, you're not always appreciated. People oftentimes laugh at you. People oftentimes say, what a silly person you are. Can't you see? Don't you have eyes? And, of course, we do see and we do have eyes. But we are also the creator of our world by our thought, by our word, and by our action. And when we can create Mexico by our word and thought, as being a lovely country filled with people who are supportive of their own government and the government who supports the people, whereas the wage of the Mexican community is equal to that of the United States, and there's no desire for the Mexican people to go away to the United States to earn enough money to help support their family. They can do it right where they are. Because the Mexican government has this benefit for all the world. It has truly oil wells, it has gold mines, it has coal mines, it has all of the natural resources that are available to any other country. The only natural resource that Mexico is working on right now is a natural resource of a government of the people, by the people, for the people, so that the country itself becomes embellished by its beauty, becomes embellished by its highways and roads, by its hospitals and schools, by its buildings and industry, by being so available to other nations to come in and work with it on whatever levels it needs to and wants to. Look what's happening in India. Only a short time ago, we were speaking our word for India, saying that I love India and that the Indian people are supportive of their government. And so it is. And it is now becoming the Silicon Valley of the world over in India. And sure, they haven't yet moved up on the pay level, on the scale, but they're getting there. They're getting there because they're getting modernized and the people are loving it. This is what happened in Japan. Japan was refrained from going into war, as well as Germany, after the Second World War, and they put all of their effort on their country itself and on their development of the country. And because they did this, they're two of the major powers of the world today. And this is true for all other countries who want to enter into the realm of being a first world power, not a third world country, but a first world country, filled with all the benefits that every country, any country, could offer to its people, and offering it now. This is diplomacy at its highest and most beautiful level. It's starting with thought, starting with words, starting with ideas, and then all else follows. My goodness. What I gain by diplomacy, I have forever. So let's do this for ourselves too. Do this for the nations of the world. Do this for the universe. And watch the miracle of having it be done take place. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.